Good morning, Butler. My name is Mia Tepper, and I teach 8th and 9th grade at the Intermediate High School. Most people know me as the charismatic, curly-haired, coffee-loving chorus and general music teacher. But most of all, I am crazy about my students. Today, I want to start with a quote that reminds us in our day-to-day to always try to speak with kindness, not just now, but always. Carl Sandburg said, "Be careful with your words. Once they are said, they can only be forgiven, not forgotten." I want to speak to you today about using your voice and vocal health. I'm also going to give you some practical exercises that you can do at home to not just be a better singer, but to also care for your voice in general. You may be saying to yourself, "What if I don't think I am a great singer or plan to be a performer?" Well, I'm here to tell you that is okay. Maybe you want to sing in chorus, be the next American Idol, join a rock band, sing with your family at holidays, or even sing in your church or synagogue. Or how about acting in plays or musicals, singing in the car in the shower, and even just singing for your own kids someday? Or maybe you want to be a public speaker, a teacher, or a cheerleader. Who knows? The opportunities to use your voice are endless. Did you know that anyone who can talk can sing? Now, don't get me wrong. Just like it takes a lot of training in a gym to get your body in good shape, it also takes great training to get your voice in shape. And some of us are born with more musical talent than others. Did you know that singing is a mood changer and a great outlet? It helps relieve stress, anxiety, and depression. Singing in a choir is a fun social activity to meet new friends. Singing helps build confidence. As a singer, actor, or public speaker, your vocal cords are your instrument. You don't take it out of a box and tune it up. You don't take it to the repair shop to fix it. Vocal health and proper technique are crucial. There are so many factors that can negatively impact our singing voices. Allergies, tension, overuse, screaming, having a cold, sore throat, or the flu are just a few that can impact our instruments. Here are some tips to keep your voice healthy, and I will demonstrate some simple and healthy vocal exercises that you can do while you're at home without a piano or even much assistance. Take a stress-relieving singing break during your school day. Here is what not to do. Do not sing without warming up your voice. Do not sing with your throat like this, ah, or ah. Sing or speak if your voice hurts. This may be because you have a cold or something, or you're vocally straining. Do not overuse your voice. Talking all day, screaming at sporting events or concerts, etc., is not healthy for you. Here's what you should do. Do warm up and cool down your voice. Do drink lots of water. Unfortunately for me, coffee is not the same as water. Do rest your voice if you are tired or strained. And do rest your body if you are tired. Your entire body affects your instrument. Now it's time to have some fun. In case your entire family is listening and you're afraid to sing in front of them, there are some sneaky warm-up exercises that you can do. First, let's stretch our bodies. Remember I said your entire body affects your singing voice. Let's just take our arms over our heads and stretch nice and tall. Now, gently release your arms down. Bend over and hang over like a rag doll and just let it hang for a few seconds. Now slowly roll up, stacking your back one vertebrae at a time from your tailbone all the way up to your neck. This should help you align your posture and stand nice and tall. Now gently roll your shoulders front to back. Do that a few times slowly, front to back. And now reverse. Go back to front, back to front. You can do all of this, and no one will even know that you are actually warming up your voice. Now, let's stretch and take our arms over our head again. And this time, as we release our arms, yawn or sigh at the same time, from the top of your comfortable range to the bottom, like this. I breathe. Nice and wide, just like you do in class when your teacher is a bit long-winded. Ha, ha. Well, guess what? When you do this, no one in your family will have a clue you are exercising and expanding your vocal range. So let's try that one more time. Stretch up over your head, big breath, yawn or sigh. That should feel really relaxed and great. Posture is what I describe as the first tier on the vocal technique pyramid. How you align your body and sit or stand is crucial for vocal technique. Let's not stand in what I call teenage posture. You know, your hip extends to one side, your arms are crossed in front of you, your head is tilted to one side. Let's stand nice and tall and relaxed. Our head is in line with our spine, our feet are shoulder width apart, and our arms are down by our side. Just like the bottom of a pyramid, good posture is the foundation of proper vocal technique, which in turn leads to good vocal health. Breathing is the second tier of the vocal pyramid. Of course, breathing is fundamental for life, but did you know that you can almost improve your voice by breathing correctly? A singer's breath affects tone production, phrasing, stamina, agility, and much more. Let's do a very simple breathing exercise together. We're going to take a breath in like our abdomen is a balloon that we are filling up with air, and our mouth is as if we are yawning again. But this time, instead of releasing on a sigh or a yawn, we are going to let the air out with an S or an SH sound, like this. Breathe in, blow up the balloon, and out on. Or breathe in, blow up the balloon, and out. Now you try it. Breathe in, blow up the balloon, and out on S. Breathe in, blow up the balloon, and out on SH. Did you notice that when you did that, your lower abdomen expanded when you inhaled, and it released the air like a balloon when you made the S or the SH sound? I hope you felt that. The strengthening of our abdominal muscles is the root of proper breathing technique. Try again. This time, when you breathe in, it is like you are sipping a very thick milkshake through a straw. Again, let the air out on an S or an SH. So sip through a straw, let it out. Sip that milkshake through a straw, and let it out. Hopefully, you felt it that time. And can you believe that with just those simple exercises, you are already a stronger, healthier singer? Now, let's get our actual voices moving and working. Remember, if you're shy or embarrassed, these exercises will help you strengthen your voice on the DL. Pretend you are chewing a gigantic new piece of gum, and it is really sticky, and you don't want anyone to see it. So begin chewing that really big piece of gum. Now, while you are chewing, hum at the same time, something like this. And the whole time you kept chewing that very big piece of gum. You can hum almost anything you want, and this is a very sneaky, effective, and healthy exercise. Another fun vocalization is blowing bubbles and humming through a straw in a water bottle or large cup. Don't fill the water bottle too full, as it will definitely be more complicated, but just enough to get a solid flow of bubbles. This is one of the easiest, sneakiest, and healthiest exercises. You could literally do this for hours, and it would not harm your voice, but it massages and strengthens your vocal cords and breathing muscles. To start, just try humming a simple, silly song or one you learned in elementary school, like the alphabet song, Yankee Doodle, or a nursery rhyme. Then try something like the Star Spangled Banner, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, or any one of your favorite songs. I will demonstrate this for you with a small part of the Star Spangled Banner. So I have my cup and I have my straw. And I don't know if you heard, but I hummed the first part of the Star Spangled Banner, blowing bubbles into my cup, and I could have done that all day long. Now, let's sing a major scale using numbers and syllables. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Or I use solfege syllables. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. Remember, as you're singing, you want to have the good posture and the breathing that we already talked about. Try different number and syllable combinations. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 5, 4, 5, 3, 5, 2, 5, 1, 5, 4, 5, 3, 5, 2, 5, 1, 5, 4, 5, 3, 5, 2, 5, 1, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Or, do, re, mi, fa, sol, sol, fa, mi, re, do. Do, sol, fa, sol, mi, sol, re, sol, do, sol, fa, sol, mi, re, do. Do, sol, fa, sol, mi, sol, re, sol, do, sol, fa, sol, la, ti, do. When we sing, we want to think about our vowels being nice and round. Our embouchure, or mouth shape, is the next tier on the pyramid. The shape of our vowels should be north and south, not east and west. Or maybe it is easier for you to imagine you should sound like you have a British rather than American English accent. The goal is a pure vowel sound. Here is the difference. This is an American spread vowel sound. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And this is a British round vowel sound. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. When we train our voices, we also want to think about the fourth tier on the technique pyramid, clear pronunciation or diction. This is useful for singing, speaking, acting, etc. Try some rhythm words on different pitches or on one pitch and overemphasize the consonant sounds. For example, money, 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 or money, 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 money. Or have some fun and use some fun phrases like chips and guacamole, pepperoni pizza, chips and guacamole, pepperoni pizza, chips and guacamole, pepperoni pizza, chips and guacamole, pepperoni pizza. And have fun making clear pronunciation or diction. For more advanced singers, all of these exercises, though simple, will improve your voice. Try doing them longer and extend higher and lower in your vocal range. I hope you have enjoyed this lesson on your voice and vocal health, and that you were able to sing along with me. Pursuing proper vocal technique and vocal health has many benefits. Singing is a stress reliever, a physical, emotional, and mental discipline, a process, a skill, an outlet, a self-confidence builder, and much, much more. Well, it is time that I sign off for now. As I go, I leave you with this. Please know how much we teachers care about you, our students. Please Please remember to speak kindly to others because words can be helpful or harmful. And enjoy the rest of your school day and upcoming spring break. And please, please remember to take time to sing.